7 minutes after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. Today, we get to talk with Mountain Lake City Administrator Michael Mueller. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
We appreciate you taking time. We got a lot going on over in Mountain Lake.
Yeah, we always have definitely some projects that are always in the works.
So let's dig in. Now, are we to the point where some of these are pretty much completed, but you've got new things happening too? Where do we start today?
Well, first, as most of the public already knows, but just in case if you're not aware, the Mountain Lake Hotel is open to the public, and if you do need to reserve any rooms, clearly they should be able to book a room at any time they need. Now, there is supposed to be pool access for the public, and we're still working out those details, and that'll come shortly on social media as well as the newsletter regarding how that will work, but it'll be availability during the week and I believe on Sunday as well. And you'll be able to get daily or monthly or annual passes to go to that pool for swimming.
That's a really nice extra benefit from the hotel coming to town.
It is, and hopefully like to figure out somewhere how we can get swimming lessons and others, you know, to be able to utilize that pool.
Definitely, and it is open, and boy, it looks good when you go by, too.
Yes, and you know, there should actually be a grand opening ribbon cutting that will be happening on September 10th.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, look forward to that, and it'll be a chance to kind of get a look at the hotel.
It is. So if you like to look at all the rooms or just want to go in there and see what it looks like on the 10th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Very nice. All right. So what else do we got going on today?
Well, the power plant is still moving along, and we're hoping to get that nearly completed by the end of the year still. Most of it will be close to operational. Actually, starting probably realistically tomorrow, we're going to be decommissioning our old power plant and then trying to work to get everything moved over to the new facility.
Wow. Okay. And that, how long will it take to do all that moving?
Well, hopefully the plan is by the end of the year.
Okay.
I like to get it all completed, because I know there's probability some delays, by at least March of 2027.
Okay, yeah, it seems like there's always something that pops up that you maybe aren't quite expecting.
Yeah, it's working with a lot of different groups and companies to work together, and I know that there's certain delays that may happen. So for the most part, we've been on schedule for the project, so everything's been moving pretty smoothly.
Very nice. Yeah, and the weather really cooperated, too, as far as getting things done. It's been a good year for construction in Mountain Lake.
It has been, and you know, as a lot of people have been driving by on, you know, across the street from City Park, they've finally started the construction of the 12-unit apartment complex, and that's moving along. And they're working on the plumbing as we speak.
Wow. Okay. So, do you have a completion date for that target?
Well, that completion date, it's a private party who's working on that. It's not owned by the city, but I just know that they are estimated to get that done by next year, and I don't have a date yet.
Okay. All right. But they're definitely moving along.
And yes, that, they are.
That will be another nice addition to Mountain Lake.
It will be. Definitely need more housing, and hopefully get that open to the public as soon as possible.
Very good. All right. Michael, is there anything else we need to be mentioned? There's so much going on.
I'm not sure if anyone else from the city discusses this too, and maybe they do with Heritage Fair, But I always want to bring it up to make sure to get as much out there as possible. So Saturday, the 12th of September, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Heritage Fair. It's free. You can enjoy all the Mennonite and other traditional foods, live entertainment. So just want to make sure everyone's aware to mark their calendars and get that on to make sure you don't miss the fair.
Yeah, it's always that's always a great event.
It is, especially if you'd loved eating some Mennonite food.
Food is always good. All right. Hey, Michael, anything else we need to plug while we're here?
The biggest thing I wanted to make sure to kind of announce is it's been a while since I was able to do Kaleidoscope, but we have been marking ash trees around the community, and we're going to continue to mark ash trees year after year. So at some point that you may see a tree that's marked this year, next, that it is an ash tree, and we're looking at cost for removal and be talking to the property owners. So nothing will be happening until we talk to the property owners. But we are just working on removing those trees.
Gotcha. But if all of if you notice a mark on your tree in your front yard, you don't have to worry about it getting chopped down until somebody talks to you about it.
Yes, we will make sure to communicate with all property owners before anything would happen.
Very good. All right. Michael Mueller, thank you for talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning. Michael Mueller, City Administrator for the City of Mountain Lake on KDOM.